So, actually, there have been a few long-term safety studies. When I published my book, there were 10 published animal feeding studies on genetically modified foods. 8 were conducted with industry money, 2 were independent. Now, there's an interesting coincidence about results. Aspartame. How many people have heard of aspartame here? Everyone should know aspartame. Well, I read that it was the subject of 166 studies between 1985 and 1995, divided almost equally between industry-sponsored studies and independently-sponsored studies. 100% of the independent-sponsored studies raised questions about aspartame, including the possibility that it might create brain tumors. It's, by the way, a result of the process of genetic modification. Guess what percentage of industry-sponsored studies raised questions? 0. So of these 10, let's focus on one of the independent studies. A man named Arpad Pusztai, a scientist working at the most prestigious nutrition research laboratories in Europe, he is the top of his field in research in a particular type of protein. And he had published more than 300 studies and 12 books. And he was selected by the UK government to lead a UK-funded study to determine what the ideal testing protocol would be of every genetically modified crop before it was allowed on the market by the UK government. This protocol was to be adopted by Europe. He won the prestigious grant over 27 competitors because the government felt like if he gave his seal of approval, their skeptical public would start to eat genetically modified foods without concern. So he and his team worked on developing the testing protocol, which the FDA scientists had asked for and urged their superiors to implement, but were ignored. And he genetically engineered a potato to produce an insecticide and put it through the protocol of tests, and was surprised to find that the rats were damaged. When he took potatoes and spiked it with the insecticide, the rats were not damaged, nor were the rats that just ate the potatoes. In all cases, they were given a complete and balanced diet. So what was the cause of the problem? If it wasn't the insecticide, it was likely to be the process of engineering the potato to produce the insecticide. And he used the same process that's used to create the foods on the market. He went public with his concerns, was a hero at his institute for about 2 days, and then 2 phone calls were allegedly forwarded from the Prime Minister's office through the receptionist to the director on a Tuesday afternoon. Wednesday morning, Arpad Pusztai was fired from his job after 35 years, silenced with threats of a lawsuit. The 20-member research team was disbanded, and the UK government did not put into place the testing protocol. He was eventually invited to speak before Parliament, which lifted the gag order. He received his data back. It's published in The Lancet, a prestigious journal, and it remains the most in-depth animal feeding study ever conducted on genetically modified foods.